Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
It's prime time right here, Money FM 89.3. Every Wednesday, it's Tech Talk. We've got Wong Kai on the line right now, tech contributor from The Straits Times. Well, Kai, Facebook is the latest platform to reduce its video quality for European users to kind of reduce demand on internet service providers. I mean, streaming demand has put a strain on internet service providers amid a huge surge of people working from home. Now, by reducing the streaming bitrate, at least people still get their daily video fix, just not in pin sharp detail. Tell us, Kai, what can people expect now with lower video quality?
Hey, Bennett, since most of us are working from home, you know, we have to find a way to get into the routine. So I think most of us have turned to Netflix and YouTube, you know, then video streaming services to sort of while away the boredom while we're at home.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see, you know, the change basically means each video is going to use less data, but viewers are unlikely to see a major change in picture quality. I guess, you know, because people mostly watch their videos on their phones, right? And, you know, mobile phone screens aren't all that big. So a minor change in video quality is not necessarily going to see, affect your video quality too much. Having said that, you know, several factors influence how much data is used when streaming a video online. So one of them is video resolution. High definition and ultra high definition 4K videos, they use much more data than standard definition ones. You know, videos with a higher bitrate, they tend to look less blocky or pixelated, especially if there's a lot of motion in a scene. But this also uses more data. So in order to keep this going, you know, keep more people entertained, shall we speak, the providers, these video providers have had to lower their bitrates in order to accommodate everyone.
Have we seen anything like this similar happening here in Singapore?
Actually, I have noticed. I'm not sure whether you have noticed. If you're on YouTube as much as I am, Bernard,
mm-hmm.
you would have seen that YouTube has the quality has dropped in recent days. So what happens is that YouTube is actually reducing the quality of videos around the world. The videos will start in standard definition, but users will still be able to watch the videos in high definition if they choose to. But they have to go into the settings bar and choose a higher definition video. So I have noticed that, and I also have noticed Facebook, from time to time, the videos on Facebook having a little less definition. And again, you have to go into the settings to bump up the definition again.
Okay.
So trying to mitigate the surge of users online these couple of months.
Yeah, understandable.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Wong Kai, tech contributor from the Straits Times. He knows anything, everything tech, right? Okay, Kai, sales of new phones have collapsed in the biggest fall since the invention of the smartphone. I mean, according to new data, with shipments in February falling by somewhat 38% year-on-year as the coronavirus forces people to kind of stay at home. What are some of the reasons behind the fall?
That's right, Bernard. It's a huge fall ever since the smartphone was invented. I think we can easily trace that back to the very first iPhone many years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 38% year over year during February, from 99.2 million devices to 61.8 million, the largest fall ever in the history of the smartphone market.
Mm-hmm.
And the new data point shows how this COVID-19 coronavirus disrupted daily life and the electronics supply chain in China, and overall it's also affecting the electronics market as a whole. Shipments to distributors have plunged in China and slumped across Asia. Basically, factories have shut down, demand has fallen, people stay at home, workplaces shut down, and also, you know, for most people, buying a smartphone probably is the last thing on their minds, right?
Mm.
It also, you know, foreshadows this sort of forthcoming trouble in the smartphone market as other regions also shut down their economies to slow the virus. So many different reasons here, but one thing is for sure, the consumer demand has fallen. And also, you know, factories have had to shut down to accommodate government restrictions on work and all that. And so we are going to see, I foresee, even bigger contractions in the smartphone market in the coming months.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, the economy is contracting almost in every sector. But I feel that the industry can't go completely into a lockdown. I mean, so will we see anything new this year?
Well, hopefully we will see something new this year. Well, we saw Samsung release the S20 lineup, S20, S20 Plus, the S20 Ultra, and they squeaked in just right before this new raft of more intense restrictions came about. So they seem to be having trouble shifting the units. As you said earlier on, consumer demand has fallen. Apple is projected to release its smartphones again, even though they say the company will face a little bit of trouble this year. But they will still release, you know, the iPhones this year, whatever they're going to call it. iPhone 12, I think, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since we have the 11S, we're going to have the 12 or something. But we're definitely going to see a few more phones come up. LG has released the LG G9 smartphone, which so far from the reviews I'm seeing has gotten quite good press. So smartphone manufacturers, they're slightly more cautious this year, but I think they will still want to release phones to keep up consumer interest, you know, if not if and when, but when this coronavirus outbreak dies down.
Mm-hmm. The Facebook-owned Instagram has gotten into the social distancing movement by letting users browse Instagram posts together while
yes.
video chatting. It's also begun surfacing more reliable and factual posts to combat misinformation during the current pandemic as well. So tell us, how does this new function work, Kai?
So now everyone's staying at home, no one's going out, you know, you can't browse. Now the restaurants are also having problems keeping customers in. You can't even browse your phones while sitting next to each other like we all like to do, right? Yes, I mean, we're all supposed to talk over a meal, but we all know we browse our phones over a meal and that's a very weird sort of bonding process, but people do that, right? So this is called co-watching from Instagram. It allows you, as you mentioned, to browse posts with your friends over an in-app video chat. So how you access this is that the feature, it can be accessed to starting a video chat through the Instagram direct messaging tab. You tap this photo icon in the bottom left of the video chat screen, and it lets you look at saved, liked, and recommended posts together as a group. So you got all your friends on one screen and you can scroll through posts and you all can comment on it or you know, just talk to each other. And you know, as we said earlier in the program, it helps to stave off that isolation, that sense of isolation at home. I think that's quite a good measure from Instagram and Facebook by extension.
What else has Instagram been doing to kind of help fight fake news during this period of time?
Oh, and I think, you know, Facebook and Instagram are doing a great job at trying to combat this misinformation. You know, there have been so many different types of misinformation out on the internet, you know, things to do with hot water, salt water, if you gargle it, you know, that sort of weird stuff we hear from time to time, right? Instagram has implemented some misinformation measures to include a new educational alert at the top of search results. It connects users with World Health Organization resources. There are stickers on Instagram promoting accurate and verifiable information from health authorities. I think if you've gone through Instagram stories, there's a stay home sticker to promote social distancing. And anyone who uses that stay home sticker, you know, the stories will be collated to one big folder. There's also been more aggressive removal and moderation of coronavirus related content from the explore tab. And also Instagram actually downranks content in its feed and in stories that don't meet the bar of third-party fact-checkers. So quite a lot of quite a lot of measures being implemented to make sure that people get the right information during these very, very uncertain times, especially, you know, conspiracy theories or false news, or just outright false news that have been flagged by leading global health organizations. And, you know, these have the potential to cause harm to people who might inadvertently end up believing in them.
Absolutely. Good to hear all that. Well, before we let you go, Kai, there is always the tech tip from you.
Yes, for most of us staying at home right now, as I am, well, we all need a little bit of entertainment every now and then, right? So, and working at home may not be the best place to be. The office for some could be a little bit more conducive. So why not think about investing in a good pair of noise-canceling headphones with a good microphone? Bernard, do you have, the Apple AirPods?
Yeah.
Yes, all right, so you know the microphone on those is amazing. And a feature like that is really useful in during these times when you have to have video conferencing with colleagues. When you have video conferencing, you also want good audio as well. So you can think of investing in a good pair of noise-canceling headphones to drown out the sounds of maybe like construction around you or, I don't know, If you live in a water catchment area, as I do, you've got birds everywhere, you know, just like tweeting all the time. So you just want to tune out and work on your, do your own work, right? Yeah. Noise cancelling headphones are the way to go.
Wonderful excuses there to buy yourself a new pair of headphones.
Exactly. keep the economy going
keep
while we're
at it. Keep the economy alive. That's right. So we've been listening to Tech Talk. We're talking to Wong Kai Yee, tech contributor from the Straits Times on Primetime. This is Money FM 89.3. Thank you very much, Kai Yee.
Thanks, Ben.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.